Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Wonderful night we have playing here tonight. I have a very special guest coming on air with me. I have Deshaun Ross. He's a talented defensive tackle, fullback prospect. He's 6'1", 290 pounds, a really humble guy. Check us out tonight. A great interview I have in store. Let's get to know him better. Give him some exposure. You know, these guys need as much help as they can get going into the league or trying to get to the league. You know, everyone has a story. I look forward to talking to Deshaun about his. He's from Kentucky State. He's 6'1", 290 pounds. He can put up the bar 33 times, so he's incredibly strong. And there's a whole bunch of other inside details I want to talk to him about. So tonight, we will get the inside scoop on him. And without further ado, I would like to bring our special guest on board.
How are you doing today?
Are you there?
Yes,
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I know it's a late hour. I know it's 11 o'clock Eastern, but, you know, we're both busy during the day. I'm sure you're training and, you know, still doing class if you're not done with class already. And, you know, I understand you have a son, so I know you have to take care of him. So we're both busy. So, but, you know, what a better time to do an interview at 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to be on here.
Well, tonight I'm just going to run some basic questions by you. I'm sure you've heard the routine from a lot of different guys. You know, I've seen you've interacted with a few other big draft websites, draft, NFL Draft Diamonds, Diamond. Talbert does a great job over there. You've talked to Bo before, too. I know Bo from the Senior Bowl. He's a great guy to talk to. I really have enjoyed interacting with Bo over the years. He's quite a humble guy. But I'm going to get some different questions for you tonight. Try to get a little bit closer of an inside track on, you know, what's been going on with you. And, you know, some things that I've collected, and, you know, I've been researching the last hour on you and, you know, prepping for it. So I'm going to give you a few questions, you know, be as truthful as you want, or, you know, if you don't want to answer it, just tell me. You don't feel comfortable answering, you know, I'm not going to force anything out of you that you don't want to say. But they're going to be easy questions, and I'm going to give you a three wishes kind of thing, and we'll get to that closer to the end of the show. So we have 26 minutes to knock out a few questions tonight. So let's jump on board and get this started. Now, I've noticed that you were at three different schools in through your process of college football journey. Let's give the listener a general feeling going through your head out of high school. You know, how highly were you recruited? You know, did you have any big schools looking at you?
Yes, sir. I had a lot of the Kentucky schools, Kentucky, Indiana, and a few Tennessee schools, but due to my academics, I wasn't able to receive an athletic scholarship.
And, you know, I know sometimes guys get overlooked because, you know, they're not, you know, athletically some schools just, you know, strive on different things. And, you know, sometimes the opportunity comes at a different place. I read here that you were at the College of DuPage. How was your time there?
My experience there was great. I met and played with a lot of interesting and was coached by some great coaches. That's just where I started like developing into a D lineman. Because at first I was in high school, I was coming in, I was 6'2", 285 at DuPage. I was 285.
So overall, you've been gaining a lot of muscle. So, and I know now you're about 6'2", 290. That's a perfect size for a D tackle going forward. And then I noticed you transferred to Southwest West Baptist College. You know, I'm sure it was a different transition. I know you probably had some stuff come in your life and you wanted to move up. I wanted to ask about you, one of your former teammates there. What can you tell me about Marvell Saffold?
Say his name again.
Marvell Saffold.
Oh, at Southwest Baptist? I'm not really familiar with him.
I know he played there, and he's actually on my interview list. I have him in a few weeks. He's a wide receiver, so you might have not seen much of him because I know sometimes, you know, D-line sticks with D-line, O-line sticks with O-line. But, you know, I was just wondering if you knew anything about him. You know, I'll have him on, let's see, on February the 9th, I'll have him on. You know, it was kind of interesting. I noticed that you played there, and I came across him, and he played over there. So I'll have him on a few weeks. And then you moved to Kentucky State. You know, Kentucky State's a very pretty well-known college. You know, they have a few pros over there for the last, you know, decades or so. Tell me about your last experience in college football, and then we'll move into more of the all-star games and, you know, stuff you've been working on to try to get your name up there and out there.
It was a great experience. I think playing under Coach Turner, Frank Turner, gave me a lot of experience, and he taught me a lot of different things where using my hands was more valuable than anything. And he just, like, readjusted my game to more feel like me playing longer and have a more lasting career. And it was even better from an academic standpoint that both my parents graduated from Kentucky State University. So it was great that I could fall in line and get my degree at Kentucky State University also.
I think it's outstanding that you work so hard to get your degree. You know, so many guys I mentor and go through the process with, I tell them, you know, sure, it's great to be in the NFL or even get a CFL opportunity, that guys don't even take the initiative to try to earn the degree. You know, I'm not going to say it's a horrible thing, but, you know, you have something to fall back on in case, you know, you don't make it to your pro career. Plus, you know, you have a son you have to take care of, and I understand, you know, you're going to have to make a living for him and yourself. So, you know, I think it's really big. You know, I was doing some research this afternoon, and, you know, a name popped in my head. We'll talk about a guy that you probably know of, and I'm not sure you're familiar with him. You should be, being a D-tackle that's undersized. But he's an all-pro. He's probably coming from the same kind of background as you. He was overlooked. He was undrafted. And I'm going to go on the Minnesota defensive tackle great, John Randall. He has the same exact size as you. He uses his hands great. You know, coming out of Texas A&M Keenville, excuse me. It's not the biggest school in the world, but, you know, you both kind of have a similar background. You know, I know you went from two colleges to Kentucky State, but, you know, you both have that small school feeling. Do you ever look at John Randall film or someone, you know, like him, like Aaron Donald, some guys that are very similar in size?
Yes, sir. Glad that you mentioned it. That's one of my all-time favorite D-linemen is John Randall. Like you said, he's not big in size, or he's not even the strongest or the fastest, but he did everything that people told him that he couldn't do. And overlooked, and he got past what the paper says that you lack. Like, the paper says that you have to be 6'2", 6'4", 300 pounds, and he wasn't under that. But his era in his decade, he was a terror, and he used his hands great, and he had a great motor, and never quit anything he did.
You know, I noticed something when I watched your film that, you know, you have a good quick step. You know, you talked about your coaches giving you advice and using their hands. I'm huge on, you know, guys using their hands when they're battling in the trenches. Because if you know you can't counter that first blocking move from, you know, the opposing defender, in your case it's going to be a guard or a center, that, you know, you're going to get beat. And usually on film, the first thing you do is get your hands exactly where it needs to be. I really like that from your point of view. Tell me about a few things that you want to work on with your game. You know, you're working out toward with a trainer or something you're trying to improve on to make an impression to, you know, if you get an NFL pro day or if you go to a combine, what are the things you're improving on?
Well, I say one of the biggest things me and my trainer is focusing on is my conditioning. So when I do go my pro day and everything approaches, when I'm doing the drills, I won't look tired at all. Because a guy my size and my dimensions, I have to show that he has great energy and is fully equipped, ready to play all snaps of the game. And we're working on my conditioning. And I guess more of a my lateral movement, a little bit more of my lateral movement, but I say my biggest that we working on is conditioning right now, making sure that I'm the best conditioned athlete.
You know, conditioning, as you said, is a key thing. You know, especially the bigger you get, you know, you don't want to be worn down after, you know, 3 minutes running drills. I hear so many scouts, you know, guys that, you know, even wide receivers that, you know, run three routes and they're on their hands and knees saying, you know, I'm tired after two routes, you know, that's not going to cut it. You know, guys that are in peak shape are going to, you know, continue to work regardless how tired they are. And, you know, I think it's great that you have that mentality. Tell me about your experience at your All-Star game with the National Bowl. Or were you at the FCS Bowl?
I played in the FCS Bowl. It was a great experience. Coming from junior college gave me a chance to experience playing against big competition. But at that time and moment, we was all at the same level as NJCA. But the FCS Bowl gave me a chance to evaluate my talent against D1 athletes that's supposed to be bigger and stronger, and it also gave me a sense to see like what I needed to work on or what I feel that was my best attributes towards going against bigger O linemen, and it was a well put together experience, and I had lots of fun, and still to this day, I talk to many players that I played down there with, that I just met down there, that I had started relationships with.
And, you know, I think it's so important to build relationships with, you know, as many people as you can going through your journey. You know, we connected maybe a few months ago. You know, I've been trying to help you out as much as I can. You know, how busy I am, but, you know, using me or Mickey from NFL Draft War Room, you know, or any guy whatsoever that can get your name out there, or, you know, guys, opportunities like the bowl game and so on and so forth. Do you have any dreams, other than, you know, being drafted? Let's say in a perfect world, you get picked up as an undrafted free agent, as a priority free agent by, let's go Minnesota. We've talked about John Randall tonight. Let's go with Minnesota. If you had to, in a perfect world in your rookie season, what would be your number one goal?
First, making the team. And I guess my ultimate goal would be cracking the starting lineup, being a great contributor to an already good defense and being productive.
You know, Minnesota has such a solid defense led by Sherry Floyd, Everett Griffin. You know, those guys are definitely solid. I understand that you're a St. Louis fan. That's another team that's very strong in the defensive side. How would you feel to play alongside Aaron Donald, Chris Long, James Laurinaitis, you know, Michael Brockers? I could go on with the list of the defensive guys they have over there. What would it mean to you to play alongside any of those guys on the D-line?
It'll feel great because obviously playing against a high level competition, you have to up your game and meet their levels to obviously stay in the organization. Because if you're not meeting their levels or not coming close, then you're gonna be gone. So it'll be a great experience for me because I know every day I got to bring it every day and every play and just match their intensity and their level.
You know,
and do everything. And plus, it'll be also a great learning tool because I can sit back and get some knowledge and some information on how they see the game of football and what they do to prep for each season or each game or each play. So it'll be a great experience for me.
You know, I really hope you get an experience with some team, whether it be the CFL or NFL. You know, I don't know where your goals lie, you know, past those two. You know, AFL, some guys like to go that route, and, you know, just because they love the game, you know, it's a different experience, but, you know, some guys still enjoy it. I want to bring up now, you know, we've already talked about kind of John Randall, but who, other than, you know, John Randall, do you like Aaron Donald, like yourself, or Geno Atkins? You know, I'm trying to think of guys that are closer to your skill set. You know, Earl Mitchell from the Dolphins. I know he's a little bit taller, but who in today's modern society do you compare your game after?
Like you said, I was just gonna say Geno Atkins. Geno Atkins is the perfect example. He's not the biggest, he's not the fastest, but he knows leverage. Leverage in the get off and uses his hands well. And just have that mentality that I'm not going to lose no matter who you put in front of me. So I have to say Geno Atkins. Geno Atkins is just a turf. And I try to model my game after being a turf.
You know, if you can be a parent for any quarterback, even, you know, making them uncomfortable, it's going to make them realize, oh, you know, crap, I got to get rid of the ball, or even, you know, scramble out of the pocket and give, you know, your guys, you know, a chance to make a play. This is now the part of the show where I'm going to give you three wishes. I'm a genie here. But my one exception is you cannot instantly make yourself on an NFL roster in any shape or form. That includes the practice squad. You know, you can wish for anything else, you know, that you run a 4-4 or, you know, anything else, but you cannot instantly make an NFL team. You have three wishes. Tell me what you want.
All of them dealing with football?
No, like, it can be anything. You know, you can say that, you know, I want to make sure my son has, you know, a perfect life. You know, it can be I want a Lamborghini. Anything, and it can be football related, but it can't be that you instantly make an NFL team or CFL.
My first wish is that my son continues to grow and be healthy and want for nothing in life, and that I'll be able to provide for him throughout his whole life until he can get out and on his own. My second wish would be that I run a 4.8 40and do the 225 35 to 36 times, and my third wish would be to stay healthy and stay a man of God, be healthy and become more familiar with God.
I think that's so important. You know, I know some men don't like to bring religion into their game. But, you know, I'm always so humbled to hear guys that, you know, put Christ in their life and they really take, you know, the game serious. But, you know, they do it for, you know, God. You know, he gives us the ability to do certain things. I've never been the biggest guy. I'm 5'11", you know, 165. I used to run a 4.5 in high school, but that was way back when. And, you know, I've never been the biggest guy. But, you know, he all gives us abilities. You know, my ability, I think, is he gives me a great eye to see talent and to help people. You is, you know, a phenomenal athlete and, you know, an understanding of a great work ethic. You know, you got through college and, you know, you want to translate that to the field. I think it's amazing that guys that do that. So, you know, I really respect that. Here's my last question for the night. And let's check on time. We have 10 minutes. But, you know, you can go as long as you want on this, or you can go as short as you want, but I am Les Snead, the new St. Louis Rams manager. You are a St. Louis fan, am I correct?
Correct.
I just wanted to be sure. I'm Les Snead. I'm sitting across from you. I brought you in for a private workout. You just finished working out with me. You know, Les is thrilled that you ran a good 40, you ran a 4.9. you put up 39 on the bench press, and you had a pretty good drill. So, you know, he's looking at you and saying, hey, you know, this is a guy that we could maybe possibly develop into something special. You're sitting across from me, and I've got, I'm asking you questions. And then now he puts the pen and pencil away, and it's you and him and the scout, and he's asking you, what can you bring to the St. Louis Rams organization? What makes you different from all the other thousands of prospects that want to make it to the NFL team? Pretty much, this is me now talking, but, you know, you pretty much have as much time as you want, not like all night, but, you know, you've got 9 minutes, you know, preferably 8 minutes, 7 minutes, 5 minutes at max, but you sell yourself right here. The general manager is listening to you. Leslie's listening right now. What do you want to tell him?
I say you'll never get a you'll never get a person that works harder at anything in life. I know what it takes to balance out different things. Being that I had a son early in college and I was able to still finish, I'm dedicated. I never miss a practice. Never miss a meeting. Rarely. Ever come late to anything. It had to be something. It had to be a big snowstorm somewhere. And you get a person that's just a team player, willing to learn, humble, a great friend to be around. Something that the players can relate to and trust in and off the field. And right when having no problems off the field, no off the field issues, just a great loving player that knows what he's capable of, and it's not going to do more than what he knows he can do, and is willing to just dedicate himself to football and get better at every part, and humbling himself in the meantime and doing it, and just been a great friend and a teammate to the people in the organization, from the ball boy to the owner. That's what you get out of a person like me if you draft me or get me.
Folks, this was Deshaun Ross. He's been a great guest tonight. You know, a humble young man, puts Christ in his life, a talented guy on the field, you know, a proud father of a son, has a dream to make it to the NFL, CFL. It's been a pleasure tonight, Deshaun. You know, I'll help you any way I can. I'll continue to get your name out there. Just give me time. That's what I tell everyone. You know, I do work on this every night, but I can't give one person the love every night. But, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time at, you know, 11 o'clock at night. So, you know, best wishes to you. Just reach out to me or Mickey on NFL Draft War Room or, you know, my Twitter feed, DRW Scout. You know, we're already connected, but, you know, to any listener that wants to connect, you know, reach out to me. But it's been a pleasure tonight. I really wish the best for anybody.
All right, thank you a lot.
No problem.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Nice.
That was Deshaun Ross. He was just live with me about, you know, for about 30 minutes, and that was about 25 minutes. But, you know, quite a humble young man. He's got quite a journey. He's been in three different schools, you know, starting, if you missed it, he was at DuPage College. He was there for a while, got a lot of insight, started getting the fundamentals to the game. Then he moved to Southwest Baptist. He got a lot more into his game. He kind of maxed out on weight. And then, you know, moving to Kentucky State, he really developed in this game into, you know, the pass rushing presence he is. You know, he looks up to John Randall, which is incredible. John Randall is one of the best D tackles of all time. Texas A&M Kingsville standout. You know, a guy that uses his hands well. The same thing Deshaun does. You know, he puts Christ in his life. I really think that's, you know, important. You know, anything can be possible with him. In your life, you know, Deshaun has every priority you could really want for an NFL prospect. You know, he's strong, he's quick off the snap, he's got good hands, and, you know, like I said, just quite a humble young man. So, you know, it's been a pleasure having him on tonight. And now I have a little bit of a schedule. I've actually been getting guys ready for, so tomorrow I will have Spencer Spencer Lynn, linebacker from Cal U PA, tomorrow night. He will be our first linebacker prospect. We've had a lot of defensive prospects for the last few weeks, but Spencer Lynn will be joining us tomorrow night. I will have him live here 11 o'clock on Inside the War Room. Don't forget to check out NFL Draft War Room online. You know, check out the best sleeper reports, profiles, anything you can think NFL-related for the NFL Draft, that is the site. And also check out the Miami Dolphins Draft Experts on Facebook. I'm also a moderator of that and co-owner. I will be posting my very first Miami Dolphins 7-round mock draft with 5 undrafted rookies very soon. It will be posted at the end of the week. So with that being said, it's been a pleasure. I am your host, DW. This is on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for the third edition of Inside the Draft War Room. Have a great night, everyone.